This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver-based oil company is violating a state order to stop selling its product in Colorado. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
KP Kaufman is still pumping oil from dozens of wells in northern Colorado, even though the state issued a shutdown order in early February. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the company still needs to clean up dozens of spills near farms and roads or risk losing its business license permanently and having the state take over ownership. KP Kaufman says it needs more time, and the company plans to pursue legal action to overturn the shutdown order. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Coloradans who are incarcerated would earn time off of their sentences by pursuing higher education. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more on a bill making its way through the legislature.
People with nonviolent felony offenses would get 1 year of earned time for completing a bachelor's or associate's degree and 6 months for a certificate of 30 credit hours. They'd get 18 months of earned time for a master's degree and 2 years for a doctorate. Right now, offenders can reduce sentences through work, training, group living, and counseling. Research shows education while in prison is one of the most efficient and cost-effective ways to reduce recidivism. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Denver is starting a new project to help tell the stories of American Indian and Indigenous people. Denver's Landmark Preservation Team and the Office of Storytelling is developing a written study and a documentary of Native people in what is now the Denver area. Rick Williams is executive director.
This is our sacred homeland, and I think that we need to be able to tell our own story.
The team is recording hundreds of stories often left out of history books. Morning Edition continues, and just ahead, the latest between the U.S. and China. We'll talk with a member of Congress on banning some Chinese investment in the U.S. and China's response to a hearing in Congress on the threat from the Chinese Communist Party. That's just part of what's coming up here on CPR News.